Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
101 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Noogie. It is after hours here on The Fan. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Noogie evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Aaron Boone is doing his best managerial job ever as Yankee manager. For the Yankees to keep on keeping on here, another win tonight, the 2 out of 3 over the weekend against Philly, when you consider all the injuries to key players, to star players, all the adversity that the Yankees have had to deal with this year, for this team to be winning games with a lineup like the lineup the Yankees have, for the Yankees to be only a handful games now out of first place, that says a lot about Aaron Boone as a manager. I think this is his best job he's ever done as a Yankee manager, as the Yankee manager. Now, the postseason is a different animal. I think it's fair to compartmentalize the regular season and the postseason. I think it's fair to say, all right, Aaron Boone is doing his best regular season job. October's a different animal. He's got to exercise a lot of demons there. But as far as, and culture comes up a lot with the Yankees, but the Yankee culture and just Aaron Boone and the job he's done, to me, is the best job he's ever done as Yankee manager, the job he's done this year. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Sean joins us. Sean, I got a little bit of a tongue-tied here situation there. Sean joins us from Old Bridge. It's 1 in the morning. At some point, the tongue gets a little twisted there. But, Shawnee, what's going on?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing great. Are you a Game of Thrones fans like our previous caller? Because I don't want to spoil. That's the thing. I don't like talking about shows because I almost spoiled the ending for them. I think I kind of did. But to say the last season, well, let me ask you this, Sean. Let me ask you this, my friend. First of all, have you seen Odyssey yet?
No, I have not yet.
Okay. If you were to say, hey, Lugie, I was thinking about seeing a movie, and I said, hey, the ending sucks, would you consider that spoiling the movie for you?
Just a tad, yeah.
Yeah, because I hate when people spoil things for me. That's one of the reasons why I don't like going to the movies with my wife if she was open for it, because she spoiled a couple things a couple times with movies because people at work were talking about it. And she goes, well, I didn't think that was a big deal. I go, what do you mean you didn't think it was a big deal? Yeah, there was two, I think, spoilers or major things that happened in Endgame. And I think we're at the point now where we could talk about them. And it was obviously with, you know, Iron Man dying or Tony Stark dying. And she basically told me that before the movie started. And I was like, seriously? I'm going to just leave you at home. Why am I married to you? No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, why on earth would you say that? She goes, well, they were talking about it at work. I go, well, so that was a little bit of something we had to work on early on in our marriage. And we decided as a couple to just stop going to the movies together. I think that was probably the right way to go. But so you, Sean, would say it's only a teeny bit to spoil it. Oh, let me ask you this, Sean, as a sports fan. Let's say that I had the Magic 8-Ball of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had that Magic 8-Ball. And it was one of those, will Andy pick me? And I said, will the Yankees trade for Tarik Skubal? And I shaked up the ball. And it said yes. And my Magic 8-Ball has never failed me. It is my secret sauce. If I were to say that on the air, but meanwhile the trade wouldn't go through till August 3rd, would you be mad at me because I spoiled it? Or would you be happy just because it's happening and you're so thrilled that I had the information and that it's actually, you know, Skubal's coming to the Yankees?
Well, no, I wouldn't be mad at you at all, honestly.
Okay, so you don't consider that spoiling it?
No, of course not, because I trust you. That's one thing for sure.
Right, but Sean, wouldn't you want to be... I don't know how you consume your breaking news. Are you of like a Twitter guy, a phone guy, a fan guy? Like, are you somebody that just like when the news happens, you just have this sort of dopamine
hit? Usually on ESPN.com or Twitter.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah, like both.
Or a friend texts you or whatever the case may be. I for one, you know, because I wake up so late, Sean, most of the news has broke by the time I get up. So basically I turn over and there's 6,000 messages on my phone and that's how I find out the news. And it doesn't get spoiled to me, but in a way it does because I don't get to experience it as it happens. I just look at my phone and it's all over the phone.
Yeah, and you said something. You said about Game of Thrones. I mean, I have the first season actually, but I did not really adapt to it. My interest in it kind of like went down.
Really? Yeah. I have it as a top five show all time. I think, at least for me, you know, it's in my top five of all time. And that's with the final season being horrible. That's with the finale being horrible. I just think the show as a whole, for me, Game of Thrones, and I could be wrong, not that I could be wrong, and this is just my opinion. I don't know if others share this opinion. I felt like sometimes each episode is kind of stands alone, except for, and I don't want to spoil something, but there was they had one of the greatest reveals ever. And that reveal, okay, that was built up, and I didn't see it coming, and I don't think anybody did. So that was one that I thought was like an awesome reveal. But I felt like every episode, almost like Law and Order, kind of stands alone.
I'm a big Law and Order guy, too.
Oh, me too. I could sit there and watch Law and Order. I used to because, you know, it's funny. My wife just doesn't watch anything that's on a screen, I guess. But with and don't tell her I said this, with my ex-girlfriend, we used to watch SVU literally for hours and hours. Oh, how great is that?
That is my favorite.
We would watch that show, no joke. We would watch this show, Sean, my ex and I, for hours on end. It is so good. Now, I have not seen it, meaning I have not seen the new seasons or watched the show in quite some time.
I know.
Probably it has to do with the fact that my wife doesn't want to watch anything. So I don't know if it's still good, but when it had its fastball, and it still might, it was unbelievable television.
I know they are doing one more season of the organized crime one, unfortunately.
Now, I don't know I was always more of an SVU guy. And then I dabbled in the one with Vincent D'Onofrio, I think is how you say his name. He's in Men in Black.
No Intent.
Yeah. That which one was that? Which one?
That was Criminal Intent.
Criminal Intent. I liked that one. I didn't like it as much as SVU, but I did like it.
I think SVU was like, in my opinion, was better.
Oh, it's the gold standard, SVU. It's a gold standard. I mean, it is an all-time television show.
These are the stories. Yep, that's my impression.
Well, we're sharing a brain on that one, Sean. I don't even remember where we were in this conversation. Were we talking about the Yankees or something? I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, before I was, you know, I was going to say
you
the Yankees. We all sidetrack, of course.
It's okay. I'm the king of sidetracks. I love to sidetrack. In fact, sometimes I like to sidetrack the callers just to kind of like sidetrack in another direction. But I always feel like, Sean, that I reel us back in and we always kind of stick the landing, you know?
yes, that is a good way to do it. Because I remember last time we did get sidetracked.
Well, because you know why, Sean? You know what? We had a little bit of a misunderstanding because you had told me that you enjoyed tailgating. And I thought you meant tailgating when it comes to driving. And what you had meant was tailgating when it comes to either tailgating before a concert or before a sporting event.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
I still find that funny somehow.
Well, we just had a misunderstanding there. That happens. I don't say it's on either one of us. It's just one of those things that happens, you know, in a sports talk radio relationship.
Yeah, I mean, and then before I get to my point, I did say to you and Cintron, I did say this. So like, next time I go to Fanatics Fest, we gotta do that wrestling entrance thing.
Now you were at Fanatics Fest this past Fanatics Fest.
No, I was not. Gotcha. Unfortunately,
you want. Me, you, and Al to do, what would we be, like the BWO? We should probably just be the original NWO, but we need to be a trio if the three of us are going to come out together.
I'd say we come out to
The Brood?
The Bloodline music. That would be awesome.
It is, but you know what? I went more nostalgic route. We could be The Brood. I mean, they had like one of the best entrances ever.
Oh, I love that firing.
And
that was so
be,
awesome.
Truth be told, I was always more of a Christian fan than an Edge fan. I've softened a little bit on Edge in my older life now. But
really?
I was never the biggest Edge fan. I felt like it was just too many bells and whistles. And I don't know. There were other guys that I liked more than him. But, you know, you can't go again. And Christian, I just always thought was better, quite frankly. But, yeah, the Brood entrance with Gangrel, I thought was awesome. I got to think a little bit. Al is laughing right now. And then maybe he's got a trio, too, that he could think of. But I for some reason, they came to mind. And then, I mean, you can't have a more iconic entrance. Anytime the NWO came out, it was awesome. But we should brainstorm that. And then next year at Fanatics Fest, you, Sean, myself, and Al Cintron will do a trio's entrance, which is totally normal. I mean, for Al and I mean, two guys in their 40s walking out to a rent thing. You know, we're basically cutting little kids in line that went Cam Scataboo, and then it's me and Al in our 40s doing this.
But who would get the honor of doing the little chalice cup thing?
For you mean for Gangrel?
Yeah.
I would say I would. Well, it depends. I mean, I would say we would give you the honor of that if you wanted it, Sean. You get to pick which wrestler you want to be in that spot, and then Al and I would sort of react off of that.
Oh, that definitely is a plan. It all depends on how the prices is. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Me and Al have stroke over there. You kidding me? We have stroke. Not only with Fanatics Festival, with WWE, with TKO. So we'll cut the line, and we'll cut the 6-year-old that is waiting to be Danhausen. And then myself and Al will just go out there and act a fool.
Act a fool. That's right. Oh,
now you had a Yankee point here. Is there anything else I can do for you, Uncle Lewis?
All right. So I wanted to bring about the Yankees. They did beautifully, and oh my goodness, it was very close because I heard that home run happen by one of the White Sox players, which is like, oh boy, I'm thinking like, are they going to beat us like that? I'm like, and then of course, Ben was like, nope, not on our watch.
Yeah, bend but not break. And I appreciate the call, Sean. And look, I said it to start the segment. I said it to start the show. I think this is Aaron Boone's finest job as a manager in his Yankee career. I really do. Like, the job Aaron Boone is doing right now with the Yankees is his best managerial job that he has done as Yankee manager. When you consider all the injuries, when you consider all the adversity, when you consider the star-studded IL that the Yankees have accumulated this season, for the Yankees to be in the position they're in, for them to be grinding away at these wins, for them to keep on keeping on, I think that says a lot about their culture, and I think it says a lot about the job that Aaron Boone has done. And I, for one, can compartmentalize the regular season and the postseason, meaning, just because Aaron Boone is having his finest season as Yankee manager, it doesn't mean he is going to exercise his demons in October. He still has to prove to me and the rest of the world that he can do that in October. But as far as the regular season, when you consider all the hurdles, all the injuries, all the adversity, to me, this is Aaron Boone's finest hour as Yankee manager. This is the best job he has ever done in the regular season as the Yankee skipper. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to, and let's not forget the Mets, by the way, with the trade deadline coming up. I think I've made it pretty clear that I would not trade Francisco Lindor. I've gone back and forth on Luke Weaver. For tonight, I am going to say do not trade Luke Weaver, but we will update the audience every night because I've gone back and forth on it a million times. You know, I have to sort of balance the sports talk radio host and the fan in me. And I think you as the audience want to hear from both. And I don't think I have to identify myself, although there are many Tommies. So sometimes you don't know which Tommy you're talking to. So perhaps I should. But for this instance, I will. As the fan of the Mets, I would be happy either way. If Weaver gets traded, great. They're going to get a lot back for him, I think. If they keep him, great. I think he is an awesome pitcher. I think he's proven that now in both with the Yankees and the Mets. I think he has a lot of goyuns. I love his personality. I think the contract is very reasonable considering the production he has had. He's got another year left on it at $11 million, so all good there. So either way, as a fan, I'd be happy. As an opinion, person that gives his opinion, I would keep Luke Weaver because I want his arm in the pen, not only obviously this year, but next year as well. But that could change tomorrow, and I think I reserve the right for that. And look, a lot has been made. A lot has been made about the Mets and this trade deadline. And obviously the report is out there today that Freddie Peralta potentially could get traded back to the Brewers. Now, I don't know if the Mets could get back Sproat and Jett Williams. I say that half jokingly, but Peralta, obviously on the contract that he's on, which is expiring, makes sense. A reliever here, a reliever there, makes sense. I just don't think the Mets are going to make wholesale changes like I think a lot of people believe they're going to. Like, I, for one, would not trade Clay Holmes. I am hopeful, optimistic that Bo Bichette opts in and remains with the team. I would extend Clay Holmes. So not only would I not trade him, I would keep him around for the long term. I'm not trading Francisco Lindor, and people are starting to come around on that, thankfully, because I believe the angry mob, although who knows, but the angry mob is going to probably take a little bit of a break here, and not go after Lindor for every little thing. Lindor is part of the present and the future in my mind. Then there are some other interesting names. Vientos obviously has heard Beatty and the catcher situation. But I don't feel like there's going to be as many moves as people think there's going to be. Let's head out to Belmar, New Jersey. Dan joins us here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's up, Lugie? Hey. Before I get to the Mets trade deadline, just one thing. You haven't been to the movie Solo yet. You got to try it. I did it about 3 weeks ago, and it's you'll be doing it a lot more after you do it the first time. Trust me.
Yeah, I'll admit I've been very close-minded about this because I do think there is a stigma and a stereotype for people that go to the movies solo. But what it sounds like you're telling me, Dan, is that I am being ignorant and I should go. Now, when it comes to Odyssey, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but my Odyssey people are telling me that I should go see it in IMAX.
Yeah, I've seen the that with that screen and stuff. I haven't seen that. I actually saw a movie called Tuner. Didn't have a lot of marketing around it, but it was pretty good. It was actually pretty good.
And how many times have you been to the movie solo?
That was my first time, and okay. I couldn't recommend it enough.
Let me ask you this, though, because if I do decide to jump into the solo moviegoer pool, is there a certain day and time that is better for the solo hit? Meaning, you know, obviously like Friday night, Saturday night is kind of date night. Is it better to go Saturday early, like matinee?
You work night shift like me, so pretty much any time during the week, if you get up early enough and hit like a matinee, there's not going to be anyone in there anyway, so you're not going to look like a weirdo walking in alone.
Right. So it's basically, it's not, you know, somebody at a baseball game that's listening to the radio broadcast, something like that, right? Now, if you do that, Dan, no shade thrown, but yeah.
No, scoring like Evan does. So.
Exactly. Well, Evan also goes to the movie solo. So what you're saying is going early is a way to be there kind of almost, you're there practically by yourself anyway, and it's a nice in and out, and you get to go to the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Also, before I get to the Mets point, number one show for me would probably be, I don't know if you've seen it, but Succession was great on HBO.
Great. I loved it. You know, this shouldn't be because The Wire didn't have a lot of seasons either, but I felt like with Succession, would it have maybe four seasons or maybe five?
Yeah, it felt like it got cut short a little bit. It could have been more of a spinoff on it.
Yeah, I thought it had a little bit more meat on the bone, but absolutely phenomenal show.
But to its credit, its last season was good, and, you know, Game of Thrones, I haven't really seen that, but anyone that has watched it said the last season kind of
sucked. It was terrible.
Sucked.
Yeah,
so,
I can co-sign that. Know, now, I you bring up a good
about
point.
Going out on a high note.
Yeah, you nailed it. I think that's an interesting point because, you know what, there's something to be said about, hey, this show is only five seasons, but all five seasons were great, as opposed to a show maybe that went 10, 11 seasons, and perhaps season 9, 10, and 11 were all awful, or whatever the case may be. You almost rather be that show that is, at least as a fan viewing it, whereas the five seasons were great. You know what show, and we'll get to your Met point here in a second, that never hit for me? Like, I watched it, and I liked it, but I never loved it like a lot of people do? Breaking Bad. To the point where I didn't even get to the finale. I didn't get to the final season because I was like, you know what? This show is just not, I like it, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I saw a couple seasons of it. I don't know how many seasons it was, but it just never really did it for me. It felt kind of drawn out, you know, the whole premise of it.
Because people talk like Breaking Bad like it's like the greatest show of all time. And so I had that expectation going into it. And I was like, you know what? I'm watching a new show now. Now it's new. It's in its second season. The third season's coming out. And I have to be honest, the first couple of episodes, I was like, I like it, but I thought it would be a different type of tone. And I admittedly didn't play the video game, but that's Fallout. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't seen that. The last show I probably watched from start to finish was Shrinking, and I think that was on Apple TV.
Got it. Yeah, Fallout, I'm now on season two, and it picked up, I would say, like by mid-season one, for me, it really started to hit its stride, and now it's like awesome. But I didn't realize, and I don't think this is giving away stuff, is that it does have a little bit more of a comedic tone that I didn't think based on the premise of what the show is about.
Yeah, I got you. That's how Shrinking is, too. It's got Jason Segel in it, and he's pretty funny. So, but anyway, to my Mets point, a guy that you haven't really mentioned yet, I mean, his name's been floated around, that I would actually be okay with trading. And you were right. I pretty much agree with you on everyone that you just mentioned before you took my call. Luke Weaver, I go back and forth. I mean, the smart thing would probably be to trade him, but if they keep him, I understand it.
Right.
And Clay Holmes, I would probably keep him as well, extend him. But a name that's getting tossed around now with the catching situation being thin in the majors is Alvarez and Torrens. For me personally, I'd be okay with the Mets moving on from Alvarez. I know he's still young. I know he's 24. I know he was supposed to be, you know, a highly touted prospect. I think he was number one for the Mets for a while before he got brought up. To me, he's just, his injury history affects his, you know, his ability. He's been injured almost every year, it feels like, and these are major injuries with his thumb and his knee. And his power numbers just haven't really been there. He's only hit 12 home runs on the year, 11 or 12 home runs. He's a career 230 hitter. And I think defensively,
a lot of
he's
injuries,
not great either.
A lot of injuries with Alvarez. It feels like anytime he was ready to turn the corner, now he's a quick healer, but the injuries to me, right, Dan, always kind of stunted his growth.
And to me, when he's hitting in bunches. So he'll go 2 weeks, you know, not hitting a lick, and then all of a sudden he'll hit five or six home runs, and you think he's back, and then he cools off again. So he's very streaky in that way. But with the Mets, I think he's someone, he's 24, the catching market's thin. Yeah. That's someone that you could trade now. You still have Torrens, who I think the staff likes throwing to more than Alvarez anyway, and he's better defensively. You still have Torrens to, you know, kind of be your everyday catcher. Alvarez is someone that's 24. You can get a lot back for him. If you get a solid prospect and, you know, an arm for him, or a first baseman that can hit a little bit, I think that's that's someone that you can get some decent prospects back for.
Yeah, Alvarez, I appreciate the call, Dan. Alvarez is definitely an interesting name. I kind of put him in the same category as Dominguez, where the hype hasn't necessarily matched the production, and they're both, Dominguez and Alvarez, super young. You want to swap both? Alvarez to the Yankees, Dominguez to the Mets? There is, I still think, a lot left in both of their careers. It's interesting. So my take on it is I would not trade Alvarez. I like the catcher situation the Mets have. I like the dynamic between the two, where Torrens is obviously a wizard defensively, and Alvarez is more of the bat in the combination. So I wouldn't go that route. And perhaps even as I say it out loud and I think out loud and I just sit there and think and just my feelings with the Mets, I'm not necessarily a clean house type of guy with them. I'm not. I think this year was a weird year. The first couple of months were a weird couple of months. But I expect this team to play really good baseball down the stretch. And you've seen already some signs of it. Look, they fought hard. I know they lost 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee, but they could have won 2 out of 3, could have, would have, should have. Okay, fine. But these last couple of games, they put up over 20 runs. I think Francisco Lindor is going to have a massive 2 months to end the year. And I think you're going to see a lot of good baseball from the Mets in these months. And I don't think, / I don't really want to see too much happen here at the deadline. Especially when it comes to a player like Bichette, I want him to stay. Holmes, I want him to stay. Alvarez, I want him here. You know, the list that was out there, the untouchables, which were all obvious. I mean, Zach Thornton better be on the list. How is Zach Thornton not on that list? When I saw it, I was like, Zach Thornton's not on this list? He is. Let's be real. I think he's on there. I don't know why he wasn't, but he is in my eyes, and I would think he is in the Mets' eyes. My dream rotation next year is Scooble, Holmes, McClain, Thornton, Christian Scott. That is my rotation. Sound pretty good? And my off-season wish list is Cora, Scooble. Those are the top two. And then we can work our way down from there. But those are my top two wants. I think those are the best guys you can get at their respective jobs. Like, I'm intrigued by Albert Pujols. By the way, I love Beltran, too, if he wants to manage the team. I was so happy when he was the manager for about 35 seconds. Pujols interests me because of the unknown. Like, I can't sit here and say Pujols is going to be amazing. I can't sit here and say he's going to be awful, either. Like, Albert Pujols could be the next great manager in baseball. I have no idea. You have no idea. But there is risk. There's no risk with Cora. Cora is an immediate impact manager. And a guy that I think would fit like a glove here. It just, to me, it's the perfect hire. It's the hot, and I think that they are going to hire him. And spoiler alert, because I do think this is going to happen, the Phillies will do what they always do, and that is fall flat on their face in October, and they will run Mattingly out of there quicker than they will run LeBron out of there. So the Phillies are going to have an opening, and they're going to want Cora. So it's not going to be necessarily a one-horse race here as far as teams that want Cora. A lot of people are going to be lining up for him, but it's up to the Mets, much like what the Giants did with Harbaugh, to sell their team, to sell their franchise, to get Cora to buy into what the Mets are doing. Now, obviously, he has ties to the organization. That helps. The Mets have superstar players. That helps. They have young, up-and-coming players that I think you could be really excited about. That helps. Their owner has a ton of money. That helps. So all those things, I think, could really offer up a great brochure, so to speak, for Cora to go through when he's making his decision on whether or not he wants to manage in Queens for the next however many years. But, when a manager is sitting out there like this, you have to go all in for him. You do. That's why I haven't even given a lot of names underneath him. To me, it's Cora or bust at this point. That's the guy. He is one of the best in the business, and he's certainly the best available by, a wide margin. You don't allow opportunities like that to just pass you by. You do everything in your power. And we've seen this with Steve. You know, and I think, because a lot of people are like, well, David Stearns, you know, he may not want a manager the type like Alex Cora. Well, you know what? Steve Cohen owns the team, doesn't he? So he could step in and say, well, this is what we're doing. And I think you'll see that with Steve, because I think a general manager is going to be hired. Stearns is not going anywhere, but I think a general manager is going to be hired, and I think Steve will be very hands-on with the managerial choice. Because Stearns got to go with Mendoza, and now maybe it'll be more a little bit of a collaborative situation when it comes to the hiring of the next manager. Plus, it's Alex Cora. I don't think you really need to sit there and collaborate on that. There are just certain managers, there's certain NFL coaches that are no-brainers. Alex Cora is one of them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. In fact, if the Yankees don't make it to the World Series, or if they lose in the World Series, I could see Yankee fans calling up and saying, Alex Cora should manage the Yankees. Roscoe joins us from Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe?
Don't do that. Don't introduce me that way.
What do you mean?
Come on, Logie.
What do you mean? What did I do? You're Roscoe in Brooklyn. What do you want me to call you?
Logie, what's on your board right now, Logie?
It says,
what's on your screen board?
It says
Roscoe from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Can I tell you what it says? It says Roscoe, Brooklyn. He thinks you're a generational talent. That's what it says on my board.
No, come on. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. It's just running through my timeline. Everybody wants to fire Boone. Listen, Boone, you on watch. But for my man Cashman to save his job, his career, he's going to have to bring a likes of Alex Cora inside to the New York. And I'll take him. You guys think, because you got Cohen and Loogie, you guys are not even going to win 65 games this year, broski. You remember when I told you that? And you guys all laughed at us?
Well, you didn't tell me, Roscoe. I don't think we spoke about this before the season. You mean in general?
WFA. Family. Because we're all a family, right?
We are.
We're the fan.
A dysfunctional one, but a family, yes.
No. We call the next generational talent. And I know the generational talent listens to other shows, and he knows his team. Just listen. I want Alex Cora, too. You got to put it in the conversations, Luke. I'm out.
Roscoe's not going to be alone, by the way. There are going to be, and they should be, and even though I think Aaron Boone is doing his finest job as a Yankee manager this year, if he falls flat on his face, if he is unsuccessful in winning a championship, there will be many, and I get it, that will want Boone out of there for Alex Cora. That's how good Alex Cora is. Now, Roscoe, you took a few shots at my baseball team. Do I have to remind you the last time the Mets and Yankees both wanted a big-time commodity? Do I have to remind you who won? So, if this is another race for somebody, because we won the Soto sweepstakes, the Mets did. If you think this is going to be another arms race for Alex Cora, I think you're going to be on the losing end again. But you know what? You fired a little. I think I've been very fair with everything over the last couple of months. But if you're going to, you know, take a couple shots, and I understand it, I'm not saying that they're unwarranted, but I have to remind you that your franchise desperately wanted Juan Soto back. Your fan base desperately wanted Juan Soto back. And the Mets won. And if Boone is on the hot seat or ultimately gets shown the door, which would be a stunning thing, but if it does happen, and Alex Cora is the guy that both local teams are vying for, I mean, if history, especially recent history, is any sort of guide, well, I think the Mets are going to win out there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is a Lugie here in the late night. Final segment of the show coming up. Really, what's ever on your mind. We'll get into the Giants, though, for sure, and why I think they're going to have a giant turnaround here right out of the gate with John Harbaugh. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
1:38 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. Final segment to go here on After Hours. And then I'll be back with you later on this evening after the Yankee game. So figure right around 11, 11:30 or so. A couple of house cleaning things here from last segment. Because we were talking about TV shows, and one of the shows, I rarely mention the show on the air. Whenever I talk about my favorite shows of all time, you know, Seinfeld and The Wire and Game of Thrones and Stranger Things and Entourage and Curb Your Enthusiasm, like I've talked about those shows a lot. A show that I love, SVU, I just talked about, a show that I love, but I don't think I've ever said this on the air that I loved it, was Californication. Loved that show. With David Duchovny, loved it. And I didn't see a second of X-Files. I don't think I've watched like 2 seconds of that show. But Californication was a tremendous, tremendous show. So that's number one. Number two, I talked about last segment the story of how my wife spoiled, and I won't say it now on the air what the spoiler was, but something that happened in Avengers Endgame, which for me, there are like two things in that movie going into it. If you said, hey, this happens, I would be upset knowing that you told me that. And she told me the biggest one. I said on the air what it was, and Al Cintron was coming up at 2 a.m. He just started watching the Marvel movies and had no idea that this happens in Endgame. So I apologize to Al on the air, and I'll apologize him to off the air. What I will say is, definitely keep watching the movies. Don't allow that to stop you. And Avengers Endgame is one of the greatest movies ever, in my opinion. And what you now have found out, yes, obviously that's part of it, but the movie is still unbelievable, even if you do know that going in. And, you know, I know. Listen, I'd be annoyed too. I'm not even going to pull like a move where, hey, it came out a million years ago, you should have seen it by now, because I respect what you're doing. I didn't see every single movie before I saw Endgame. There were some that I saw because I liked the movie or whatever, I liked the character, meaning like, hey, I love Iron Man, I'm going to go to the Iron Man movies. Avengers, I'm going to go see those. Maybe I saw one of the Thor, like Ragnarok or whatever it was, which was awesome. But there were a bunch that I didn't see. And to be honest with you, let's be real. You could skip a few of them. There's a couple that are just like really bad. One of the Thors is just like awful. I forgot which one it was, but it's not very good. There's a few in there that, especially I feel like the couple right before, they dropped a few between Infinity War and Avengers, I believe. Like one of the Ant-Man movies. It's like, I know, yeah, Paul Rudd never ages, but I don't know if I need to see him in this. But there were a couple that I think you could have skipped, and it's fine. But what I did is, and it probably was during COVID, I went back and watched all of them, and then obviously including Endgame, which I had already seen. So my bad. I apologize. And I always bite my tongue on that one, and I said it. Sorry. If you heard it, I'm sorry. I apologize. Just kidding. That actually doesn't happen. But now, I will say this without saying it. They don't need me to tell them this, but it was the right move. That's what it should have been. The fact that I and I think many were surprised. It's like, how could you be surprised by that? That's exactly how it. That's exactly how the story arc should have been. And I feel like I want to say something else here, but it's going to spoil it, I think. Yeah, it might. Yeah, I'm not going to say what I wanted to say there. I'll just put it this way. I can't say that either. I'm very excited for the new Marvel movies. And I'm very excited for the casting of the new Marvel movies. That's how I'll phrase it. I'm very excited for the casting of the Marvel movies. There, I don't think that spoils anything. 888-80, which, listen, if I start this solo movie thing, which I might, Odyssey could be the first solo movie for Lou Gower, as I talk about myself in the third person. I'll go to an IMAX theater. Definitely, definitely going to go see, what are they calling it again? The new Avengers one? Whatever they're calling it. Doomsday, that's right. And they're doing another one, too. That's why I'm getting confused on what's the one after that is. Secret Wars. The Comic-Con's going. My buddy was just at Comic-Con. Because he ish works in the business. He was out in the one in San Diego, which is, and I know that Ryan Reynolds was walking around as Deadpool. It's like, really? You don't know that's Ryan Reynolds? Doesn't he sound exactly like that? I have not seen. I've not seen any of the Deadpool movies, which is, those are right up my alley, too. Oh my God, they're like literally right up my alley.
You would love those.
I know. I've seen like clips of it, and then the one he did with Wolverine, and I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds fan and a huge Hugh Jackman fan. They are so up my alley. It's just one of those things where me and Deadpool, we just haven't met in the right setting yet. We just haven't crossed paths yet, but we will. It just hasn't shown up on my television or for whatever the reason, but absolutely 1,000%. I know from what I've seen of it that I would love those movies. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So here's my thoughts on the Giants, and obviously training camp has opened up. I have giant expectations going into the season, and I believe the Giants are going to have a giant turnaround right out of the gate. And the biggest reason for that is John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh is a leader of men. He is a CEO. He is a proven winner. He is a culture builder. And I believe Harbaugh is going to teach this young Giant team the greatest thing you can teach a football team, and that is how to win. And that team is going to learn that quickly. And I expect a giant turnaround right out of the gate. The hype is there, you know. The hype is just through the roof, not only locally, but nationally. And I think the Giants are going to live up to that hype. A lot of teams don't. You know, a lot of teams don't live up to being hyped up to the level the Giants are being hyped up to. But I believe in this head coach. And he has a proven track record. And he has a great resume. A winning resume. And that's why I believe the Giants are going to have a giant turnaround right out of the gate because of Harbaugh. Because more than any other sport, coaching truly, truly, truly matters in the NFL. And the Giants have the best head coach in the NFC East. I threw that out there too, also for Al when he comes on there. He's going to be mad at me for that one. You got to tell me that Dan Quinn, you can't tell me that Dan Quinn's better than Harbaugh. That's a conversation we're not going to have. I don't think please stop it. Now, Sirianni, perhaps, but not Dan Quinn. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, speaking of Harbaugh, and this is something that I wanted to bring up, and this is my focus, too, by the way, the fan focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Let me just pull this up here in my trusty notes. Hold on one second here. Okay, Sydney Sweeney photos. Okay, a text from my wife, didn't answer. I'll get back to her after the show. Okay, here it is. It's from an anonymous former player of John Harbaugh. I don't know why you have to be anonymous, by the way. This is a positive thing. I can understand when you throw shade on somebody, you want to be anonymous. By the way, before I get out of here too, Draymond Green, he's got to keep the Knicks and Jalen Brunson out of his mouth. Enough already. Seriously, now he's touching Jalen Brunson's money. I don't know if you saw the story, but he basically said that Brunson shouldn't take a pay cut because the Knicks can afford it. Dude, get lost. Honestly, I know you're part of the coalition of Knick haters, but I've had it with this guy. And I know that's Draymond Green's sort of shtick to kind of be, you know, a Knick basher and to do things of this nature. It's like, bro, your team, listen, the accomplishments, you're a Hall of Famer. The Warriors have had a great run, but your time and that run is over. The Knicks now run the NBA. Sorry, that's what the deal is. So really, honestly, I would just say this. Keep the Knicks out your mouth and keep Jalen Brunson. And good for Josh Hart going after him, although I was a little annoyed at Josh yesterday because he has to take shots at my baseball team, which I think is just, you know, uncalled for. And he has to put my main man, Spider Mitchell, on court and on trial because of his Met fandom. Now, when it comes to basketball, I've said enough disparaging things about Donovan Mitchell because he is a sports loser. And I love the guy, but he is. When it comes to Met fandom, I will defend Donovan Mitchell to the death because I think he's a great ambassador for my baseball team. And Josh Hart, who I love, but when it comes to sports, as far as his rooting interests, of course it bothers me because I don't care for his football team and I don't, quite frankly, care for his baseball team. And I also don't care when he takes shots at my team. You know, I can be objective, but when you start to take the gloves off, that's when I feel like I have to run to their defense. But where I will defend Josh Hart is because he went after Draymond and basically said, you know, we're grown men, stop touching other grown men's money. And look, I've done it from time to time with Evan, but I think when you're talking about organizationally and when you're talking about the Knicks, like, you don't know what the heck you're talking about, quite frankly. That really, you're sort of out of your depths here. So focus on what you need to focus on and don't worry about what Jalen Brunson did, because what Jalen Brunson did was the right thing to do, because Jalen Brunson took less money and it made the Knicks a better team. And it's better for the legacy of Jalen Brunson. Because the more they win, the bigger the legend of Jalen Brunson grows. Now, anyway, sorry for the sidetrack there, but I wanted to say that before I forgot. This is from an anonymous former player of John Harbaugh. Quote, and this is what the players, current players, should expect. Quote, it's either you get along with it or he's going to get your ass out of here. It's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of guys. And look, that's not surprising because John Harbaugh, we know, is a culture builder. We know John Harbaugh is a taskmaster. We know that John Harbaugh is a guy that is going to a no-nonsense. And we saw with Dexter Lawrence. Listen, Dexter Lawrence was checked out last year. He didn't give his full effort for this team. And Dexter Lawrence was shown the door. As much talent as Dexter Lawrence has, or some would say had, for him to be, quite frankly, a little lazy, checked out, whatever you want to say, last year, Harbaugh said, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the ass on the way out. And I expect a lot of that in the regime of Harbaugh. And he'll weed a lot of guys out with that mentality. Mario joins us from Long Beach. What's up, Mario? Hello? Are you with us, Mario? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope, Mario is dropped off. That's all right. We'll hear from Mario, I'm sure, at another point here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But yeah, Draymond Green's got to keep the Knicks and Jalen Brunson out of his mouth. He's touching Jalen Brunson's money here. He's talking about the Knicks and their finances and that Brunson shouldn't have taken a pay cut. It's like, the Warriors are the past, the Knicks are the present and the future. So yeah, you're a Hall of Famer, and the Warriors have had a great run, but the Knicks are the champions of basketball. And Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. He is the finals MVP. He is, in my opinion, the best player in the sport. And what Jalen Brunson did was the right thing to do for not only the business of the Knicks, but also the business of Jalen Brunson. You know, we saw that similar what Tom Brady did. You know, you take less money, build a better team around you, and the better team around you, the more championships you're going to win, the more money you will make down the line, and the bigger the legend will grow. And Jalen Brunson is the star of his team, and as good as Draymond Green is, he's never going to be known as the star of the Warriors. He's not Steph Curry, but Jalen Brunson is the star of his team. So good on Josh Hart for defending his teammate, and look, Draymond's part of the coalition of Knick haters, and even though he publicly apologized to Jalen Brunson, we're still in a situation here where he's talking about the Knicks and he's talking about Jalen Brunson. It doesn't matter, number one, if the Knicks can afford it, and number two, it's irrelevant because it was the smart thing to do for Brunson, and it was the right thing to do for his organization and the franchise that he loves and he plays for, because it made them a better team, and the proof is in the pudding because the Knicks are the reigning, defending, undisputed champions of basketball. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. David joins us from East Orange. He's the final call of the night. What's up, David?
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I'm the last call for the night. You're doing very good.
Thank you.
Got a quick question for you. Why isn't Willie Randolph and Joe Girardi getting another opportunity to manage?
Well, listen, I think that Joe Girardi could get another opportunity. Willie, I don't even know if he wants to manage at this point. Now, why he never got one, that's a great question. But as far as Girardi, he might love doing TV and he may not want to get out of the booth. But I think, listen, we've heard Girardi's name with the Mets. I think Girardi will get another opportunity. But also Joe Girardi got, you know, another managerial opportunity. Where Willie, you know, it ended here and then.
Right. Well, if Philly does let go, if Aaron Boone does get released, and Philly does let go of Don Mattingly, do not be surprised if Don Mattingly gets in that conversation as well.
You mean to come to the Yankees? Yes. I don't know if the Yankees would want to do that or if Don would want to do that, because a lot of people hold Don Mattingly in the highest of regards. Same thing like with a David Wright managing the Mets. And I think some of these players are afraid of hurting that legacy and that love affair that they have with the fan base, because if they are the manager, they're going to be scrutinized a lot. And if it's unsuccessful, then it just leaves a bad taste in people's mouth.
Bad point.
You know what I mean? Because Don Mattingly and David Wright, you know, they're the two rare players in this town. And maybe they do exist as far as detractors, but you rarely, if ever, hear anybody say anything. And by the way, neither guy won a championship, but you never hear anything bad said about David, and you never hear anything bad said about Don Mattingly. And I think part of the reason was because, first of all, they're both two stand-up guys, but also injuries. So there's a little bit of a sympathy factor with both of them because everybody knows that their Hall of Fame or would have been Hall of Fame careers were cut short because of injuries. But no, I do not think Mattingly will be the next manager of the Yankees. I don't. I think he got a better shot at Girardi being, going back to being the manager than Mattingly. I just don't see it. But where you agreed with me and what I've said about Mattingly is they two guys are going to get run out of town in Philly. Ready? Mattingly and LeBron. And I love the fact that LeBron is living in New York and traveling to Philly. That tells you all you need to know about how he feels about their city. 888-808-1019. I gave you the number so you can call up Alcintron. Whatever. I'm in Ricky Bobby autograph mode. Sometimes I'm just firing things out here. But that is the number. And if you do want to call Alcintron, you can use that number. And you can call me on that number anytime you want. I'm not going to give you my personal information. That's what I imagine the host off the air said, hey, if you couldn't get to me on the show, here's my cell phone. Feel free to call me when I'm off air. Listen, I'm like Bradley Cooper in The Hangover. It's the summer. I don't know you. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to Rosenberg. Alcintron comes your way next. I will join you tomorrow or later on this evening, depending on how you look on it, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption. Every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.